The first reading today tells us the beginning of what we would call the first ecumenical council, the Council of Jerusalem, where all the apostles and their collaborators would meet together to decide whether the Gentiles or the people who were not originally chosen according to the Old Testament would have to be circumcised and follow Mosaic law or not. And when reflecting upon this reality, I want to share with you how glad or how joyful I am to be a Catholic. Why? Because we are not just some nationalistic, cultural, or regional church. We are a universal church. What that mean? That I can go anywhere around the world and go into a Catholic church and feel at home, even though I might not be able to understand the language. That being said, the Mass is one and the same as the holy sacrifice of Christ. We are a people that belong to God, that belong to one another, my brothers and sisters. We're not yet Americans. We're not yet a political entity, or we're not yet a social institution. We are a people of faith, and that faith is universal. That faith reminds us that we belong to each other when we profess the same faith in Christ Jesus. And that's why in the gospel reading today, we're being reminded again of the gospel reading of the last Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Easter, that without Jesus, we can do nothing. Therefore, we must remain in him, my brothers and sisters. And especially during this year, where things become more weaponized, politicized, and more unrest that's going on. Because why? Because people just overreact on an election year for some reason. We need to calm down. We need to chill out a little bit. And we need to step back and reflect that without Jesus, we are nothing. He is divine. We are the branches. And when we remain in him, we can remain with one another. Remember that. We're not here to like each other because we look alike or because we belong to this or that. No, we choose to love each other because he has first loved us. Therefore, when we remain in him, we remain with one another because we all receive life from him. In the midst of all of our imperfection, all of our differences, we're together because of him. We are one faith, one heart, one love, one profession, one call to service because of our baptism. My brothers and sisters, remember this. Let no one divide us. And then let his words, my brothers and sisters, the words of the gospel, prune us. Keep us humble. Keep us fixed on him instead of growing more wild and spending more energy on things that don't matter at all. Remain in Christ Jesus. Love him. Receive life from him. Because without him, we are nothing.